So let's begin. All right, so we'll say good morning. So we left off on page Kukhov base. If you remember, again, we're in the middle of discussing the idea regarding atzvos, regarding sadness, specifically focusing on the idea in terms of where the sadness itself emanates from. What is the source of man's sadness in this world? So we left off, let's pick up from the paragraph, Adam Ragyo, page Kukhov base. Ha'adam ragyo, a person normally, ha'adam ragyo l'estakel al chayov, mitoch mabat shehu lo roe klum me'avar la'milamitar karolela. A person often does not go ahead and see his life. He doesn't see anything, right? More than a millimeter in front of him. Hu kibel michtav pituris. Remember, again, I'll say the examples that the Mechaber gave in terms of examples of where a person becomes sad are episodes in which something happens in a person's life that don't go according to plan. So a person receives the pink slip, a person gets fired. Of course, again, he's sad because of the fact that he was fired. Now, when he looks into this a little bit further, so he'll see for himself, yes, the truth is, the fact that I got fired from my job certainly is a reason to be sad. But at the end of the day, where does the koach, where does the emotion, where does the feeling of atzvos ultimately emanate from? There are other things that made him upset until this day, or sad until this day. There are many people who are sadder than me. Where does this sadness ultimately emanate from? Ha'im ha'nishama gam kinatuba. When a person is sad, do we say that the soul is sad as well? So he quotes over here the pasuk. Lashon ha'pasuk oz v'chadva bimkomo. Pasuk diri hayamim. Oz v'chadva, literally oz is strength. Chadva is joy. Oz v'chadva, strength and joy in the same place, or in its place. Ka'asher ha'adam nimtza b'tavnis ha'anitis shalom. When a person is truly, fully actualized, when a person is has uncovered his true sense of self, there's no reason to be sad. Ha'itziv, also listen to this line. Ha'itziv ba meha'alamas ha'emes mihua adam. Sadness comes as a result when a person doesn't know who he really is. Im adam ha'yachayim ha'nisham, if a person was really living with his soul, meaning if a person really knew who he was, lo haya atzov lanetzach, a person would never be sad. Now, what does that mean? As hamusag atzvos, matzinu al adam shemes. Now, when we speak about sadness, sadness is most identified with loss. With loss, when a person dies, when we encounter death, when we have to deal with death of a loved one, that's ultimately where sadness comes in. Now, why? Kashera adam meis, ha'nishama histalka mehaguf, v'nisharakuf, because when a person dies, the neshama leaves the body, and all that's left is just a body, just physicality. As ha'atzvos ha'muchlechas. So I'll say, it's interesting that where is sadness most acute? Sadness is most acute in circumstances of death. What does death represent? Death represents, again, the cessation of the functioning of the soul in this world, and therefore all that's left is a body. So the Mechaber posits that that's what true sadness is. Sadness is when a person realizes on some level that the soul is not there. Whether that's the soul of a loved one who's no longer here, or it's my own soul that I feel simply is not present enough in my life, that creates, that engenders a sense of sadness for the individual. He says, "Ein amnam din atzos akrobav, el rak din avelos." So it's interesting. The halacha does not command that you be sad. The halacha doesn't command that you be sad. The halacha commands that you observe certain behaviors called avelos. But the state in which a person finds himself is one of sadness. Yom shemei somutu lefanov, Literally, the day that a loved one lies dead before me is the saddest day that a person could experience. Kilomar, ha'atzos, well, such a profound insight. Ha'atzos hi kasha in neshama. Sadness comes about when there is no soul. Hare mahu meis. And when there is no soul, ultimately a person is dead. Haisa kan neshama shemilu beshes paguf. There was a neshama that was clothed by a body. Ha'neshama nistaka. The neshama is now gone. Nishar rak guf. And all that is left is a body.
It should be exactly the opposite.
Well, it's not.
No, because now the goof is, the soul is unburdened by the goof. All the
problems
of the
that's in the next world. He's talking about here. He's talking
right,
about
but the outlook mourner, the whole,
to the
whole
but to the
mourner.
To the mourner. To the mourner.
No, I understand that. But if you believe that there's goof,
you're right. On an intellectual level you could believe that, but on an emotional level it doesn't work. Just speak to people who endured loss.
Why wouldn't you say sure of that?
Yeah, I'm saying this is. You're saying excellent on an intellectual level. Mm-hmm. Actually, the Geshe Haim of Tukachinsky brings this down in his Sefer Avelos. He says, "Why do we even?" He asks Baruch, "Why do we have shiva? Why do we mourn if we believe that an neshama goes to a better place?" Which is a good shaila.
Mm-hmm.
And he answers, "Because I can intellectually understand something, but emotionally I'm not there. So intellectually, of course, I believe in an afterlife, I believe in Mashiach, I believe in all, and I believe that the neshama of my loved one, especially if a loved one was suffering, is so in a, such a better place. But I don't have them anymore. They're gone, they're not here. I buried a body, the soul. So for me, there's still a sense of sadness. The heart could be sad, even if the mind understands that the neshama is in a wonderful place. So that I think that's an inescapable reality of the human condition. The fact that we are earthly beings indicate that we emotionally assess our circumstances by the realities around us. And the realities around us is, my loved one is not here. In a better place? Absolutely. But they're not here. So the Mechaber says, and it's such an interesting approach, what he's saying is that sadness is always related to the absence of the soul. So he goes on, he says, Im kein, ha'atzvos, now we'll say, so in the case of avelos, this is easy to see, but the way he applies it to ourselves is quite amazing. Im kein, ha'atzvos b'tekufa miskala b'sha'a sheyesh rak guf ve'ein neshama. But he says, sadness really presents itself in a situation where there is only a guf and no neshama. In this bonin baze, if we contemplate this, we will understand. Shebechol shekechol sheyish yoser neshama. Whenever I have a situation where I'm spiritually strong, there's more soul, top of kuf chav gimel, upachos kuf, and less body, yesh pachos atzvos, there's less sadness. Vechol sheyish pachos neshama v'yoser kuf, and wherever there is less soul and more body, yesh yoser atzvos. We'll say, so what the Mechaber is suggesting, and it's interesting if you try to see if this works in your life, he says, think about times in life where you've been sad. Think about times in life when you've been sad. And in those moments when you've been sad, ask yourself how spiritually strong you were. And the Mechaber will say, if I was a betting man, I would suggest that in those moments where you felt intense atzvos, you were not doing well spiritually. In those moments where you felt intense atzvos, you were not strong spiritually. So what he's suggesting is that when man identifies with his neshama, man feels a strong sense of self. When man feels a strong sense of self, it doesn't mean that there are no challenges, but man has a different disposition to dealing with those challenges. When the neshama is weak, when the spiritual self is compromised, and man encounters challenge, what happens? I think for me this feels very, very true. That when you're spiritually strong and you encounter challenge, you're much more optimistic about your ability to deal with those challenges, and you're much more solution-oriented. As opposed to when you are spiritually compromised, if I'm not spiritually as strong, I struggle. And sometimes even things that don't necessarily have to be overwhelming challenges become overwhelming challenges. Im kein, kisha adam atzos, so this is amazing. Therefore, when a person is sad, mikol sibah shel tiyah, for whatever reason, gam kazu haniras lo kimutzdekes, even for good reasons, because we all say, there are sad circumstances in life that warrant a feeling of sadness. She is boning. So he says, what a person has to do is she is boning. Lo rak al hamikar nochachi shuatzu. Don't just think about the event, the trigger event in front of you that's making you sad. So we'll say, so the person loses his job. So okay, yes, that is a sad event. But don't just think about that event. Rather, Rather, a person has to contemplate, from where does the essence of sadness really emanate? The Yisod HaAfar, Yisod HaChomer. Atzvos is related ultimately, Yisod HaAfar means to the element of dirt, which represents physicality. And man at its core, and dirt at its core is Chomer, is material, Yisod HaGov, the building blocks of the body. Im HaAdam lo yizas atzmo kegov elekin ishama, hu lo yachol yos atzor. Now this is a very dramatic statement that we're going to have to pay more attention to tomorrow, but he suggests that if a person truly identifies as, not as a body, but as an ishama, he won't be sad. He won't be sad. He will claim that there's no room for sadness for the individual who truly identifies as an neshama. The challenge we run into in life is because we identify often as a body. Therefore, we run in there. And this lesson is very dramatic as well. Therefore, sadness often fills the world to such a great degree. So because we identify as the body, as the physicality, we often find ourselves overwhelmed by life sadness. Were we only to identify a little bit more of the as the neshama, we'd find incredible strength to be able to grapple even with the most difficult life circumstances. So we'll stop over here. Obviously, he has to explain this concept. Emir Tzashem tomorrow.
Let's see.